Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. On our way to our conversation, I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's national foreclosure settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. We are joined once again by what's becoming a regular visit. Michelle Antoinette's in the house.
Hey.
Love the poet. Michelle, welcome. Good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be here as always.
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. That's all I can say.
That's all you can say?
I'm good. I'm great.
We have a lot of performances coming up this weekend.
I do. I have a lot of performances coming up.
You were talking about this one-woman show, alluding to it, and even thinking that you found some other characters because you're on the show.
He actually already existed. That's why it tripped me out so much.
In your
world. And he was already there.
So talk about this one-woman show you're doing.
I'm doing a piece called God's Country. And the idea behind it, first of all, is set in a Bible study. And the idea is to highlight the fact that everybody, and this is a Christian Bible study.
Did you grow up that way?
I did. I grew up Christian.
Mm-hmm. In Bible studies?
I did go to Bible studies.
Okay. Just
I went to Bible. I actually went to Bible studies later on when I decided to kind of go back into the church when I was in my early 20s, and that's when I started doing the Bible study thing, got rebaptized, you know, all those things, and that shifted a little bit as I got a little bit older.
And it's
not because I definitely believe in God wholeheartedly. I just don't. The idea of religion at this point strikes me as an extreme tool to oppress various people, and it's not just the powers that be. It has become a point where people are doing it to each other, and almost unknowingly. And so the idea behind the piece is everybody in there has read the Bible. They have interpreted it in their own way. They have they utilize it, as people do, to justify why they do certain things and why they don't do certain things. But what I want people to get from this is that's what people do. They interpret it their way and they apply it their way. And we have a tendency to gasp at the way certain people might interpret and utilize the word, as opposed to the way that you interpret and utilize the word. And I think that has caused major division and problems amongst people everywhere, and not just in America. You know what I mean? Religion has been used as a tool for hundreds and hundreds of years to conquer, divide, and harm people. And I think right now it's hitting home for me because here. One of the main things that brought this to my mind was the whole, is President Obama a Christian? He has to be a Christian. And I was like, whoa, really? I never knew that. I never knew that the religious affiliation of the president had to be, or, you know, that people thought that. I mean, but it really became an issue. So I was very shocked by that.
So what did you go back to? I mean, you look at it as if you are saying that in some ways with your one woman show,
mm-hmm.
with how many characters in the show?
There are eight.
Eight characters.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe the characters in a minute? So here's in the show.
Yes.
But that you see that religion can be used as a very dangerous instrument.
Yes.
When it comes to certain people's lives.
Yes. And because I am a African-American woman and a lesbian, I think that my very existence has been surrounded by people throwing all types of verses at me to get me to not be me. And I think that's the personal aspect of it. That's one of the reasons why I need to get some of these characters out. And I wrote a lot of them years ago and didn't even realize it. In some of my narrative poetry. And I thought, how can I make this appeal and relatable for everybody, you know? Because I could just get up there and just talk about my life and the things that I've gone through. But it's that's not how you really get people to hear you and to understand. You have to bring it home, you know what I mean? So hopefully when people are in there, they're going to see somebody they know. They're going to see somebody that they are, and they might see somebody they are not. They might realize, like in Red Flags, when we did Red Flags, this gentleman realized that he was a problem. And he was open enough to talk. When we did the talk back session at the end, he was open enough to let us know that he was some of these red flags. And it really woke him up. Mm-hmm. And doing the Red Flags piece with Vincent Thomas and Bashi Rose under the Baltimore Performance Kitchen, who commissioned us to do it, that actually started my mind towards this God's Country piece. So
talk about the character. Who you developed for this play? Who's in this play with you?
Oh.
Who are all these people that you transferred? I saw some of the pictures.
Yes, Christina DeSantis actually did those pictures. She is an amazing photographer, and the way she put that together was great, you know. Well, we have Marquisha. She's 15, soon to be 16. She has HIV. She's a mother. And she is struggling with herself, with all of these things, with why she how she contracted the disease, how she is going to make it. That's Marquisha. Then you have Sean. And he is a urban teenager, kind of misunderstood, but he does dirt, you know. He deals when he needs to and things like that, but he's extremely smart. And a lot of time misjudges simply off the way he appears. Then we have Mo. He's a blind gay musician. He's not necessarily a church musician, but he plays gospel. He was kind of raised on it, you know what I mean? But he likes the blues mainly. He's a blues man. Old Mo is a blues man. And he's just interesting.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Let me stop you. Can I stop for a minute?
Okay.
You know what I'm going to ask you now.
You're going to ask me to be them, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, my God.
Come on, girl.
I knew you were going to do that.
Got to give people a little taste.
Oh, Mark.
Come on.
Why are you going to make the girl do that, though? I mean, this is Mo. How you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I can't see you, but it's good to hear you, though. I'm gonna be at the Bible study and all because they're paying me to be there. That's why I'm gonna be there. They're paying me to be there. But I don't understand sometimes all the way that people take the word and things. I just gonna hope the pastor does a good word for us. Yeah.
What about Marquisha? How does she feel about being there?
I mean, it's cool or whatever. But listen, I just really think that, I got to be there for real because I'm trying to figure this out. I don't really understand what's going on with myself for real. And like my mama, she don't really, sometimes I do some drugs and I'm trying to raise my baby, but I'm sick too.
You are sick.
Cool.
HIV.
I am. Yeah.
Who else is coming to the party?
Well, Pastor will be there.
Pastor.
I will be there.
The pastor.
I have to be there. It's my Bible
it's your church.
Study. It's my church. It's my Bible. It's my first Bible study here. And I think that what we need to do is bring people together and bring them closer to the Lord. They have to be vessels of the Lord, Mark. They really do. They really do. Well, is that right, Pastor? Well, yes, it is. That is true, Michelle. I have to tell you. Okay. Well, we'll see about that when we get there. I'm really, interested in seeing how you're going to bring everybody in here, closer to the word, Pastor. All right, Michelle. Okay. I hear you. I hear you. Mark.
Yes.
There's also David is here.
David.
He's
David.
David. Well, David is a businessman, but I'll let him tell you a little bit about that. Is that okay?
Sure, please.
Okay.
Bring David on.
Yeah. How you doing, Mark?
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm going to the Bible study because I have some issues. I'm married. and I am seeing somebody else. I really don't want to go into who I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to do that at the Bible study because it's a safe space. And if people want to hear about it, they can come too. But I'm uncomfortable talking all the way about it right now. But I have some issues, and a lot of people would think that I'm just really wrong for what I'm doing. But I just can't. I've got to be me. But I have an image to uphold, so I can't let everybody know what I really do.
So, come to place you think you can trust in this Bible study?
Yeah. You said to come to a place I think I can trust?
Right.
Yeah, I think I can. I'm hoping I can trust people in a Bible study, wouldn't you think, Mark?
I hope so.
I would hope so, you know. I thought, you know. And so, yeah, that's why I'm going to be there.
And who will David meet there besides David?
David will also, he'll meet Marquisha, all the ones that we just talked to. He'll also meet Joey.
Joey.
And Joey... Well, I let him talk.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Joey, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Well, I'm going to be here at this Bible study. You know why?
No, why?
I'm going to be there because, you know, them niggers really know how to worship the Lord. And that's why I'm going to be there. Yeah. Because I need some help.
What kind of help do you need?
I'm in a situation. My wife, well... I guess she's still my wife. She's going to be my wife for long as I make her. She's going to be my wife. But, she shot me.
She shot you?
She shot me. And I'm smiling because I made it. I made it. But she shot me. And, well, it's because I guess the people, they tell me I was abusive. But I think that I was just doing what I know to do is how I was raised. Todd's raised, and I come here because these people, they just love me regardless. They sure do. They love me regardless of everything. I ain't shy about it. I'm just me.
So black folks can be loving even to you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they love me, and they know how to worship. Have you seen it? Oh, Lord, have you been to a service, Mark?
I have been to a service.
Oh, man. God is good. God is good. So that's why I'm going to be there. And I hope other people come, too. I want them to understand me, because I don't think people understand me. I'm misunderstood, Mark. I am. I promise
we
you.
We all are.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Me mostly, though. I'm real misunderstood.
So, now, what we should do before we open the phone here, I'm going back to Love the Port, Michelle. And we'll see how many other characters. I think we're missing one or two. We'll get to them in a minute.
Yeah, we're just missing one.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to that one in a minute.
Oh, that's cool.
Open the phones. But where is this happening?
It's happening at the 2640 Art Space.
St. Paul Street.
St. Paul Street. 2640 St. Paul Street. It's on the corner of 27th and St. Paul, and it is a church building. And what's really cool about it is it's been renovated so that it can be a performance space. And people have concerts there and stuff all the time, but it's really beautiful. Architecture is amazing, and I'm just really happy to be in that space.
It's always good to do it in space in the summer because it can get colder in the winter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and this is like the middle
right.
This time, so it feels good in
this
it. Yeah.
Open the phones at 410-319-8888. We'll give you more information about what time, how to get there, ticket information. Though we can't say prices on public radio, we can tell you how to get in. 410-319-8888 is the number here. And Benjamin, you're on the air.
Mark, how you doing?
Very well, Benjamin. Welcome.
Mark, I understand the ladies is calling themselves something that I guess they quote on the outside. On the inside, that's what we must deal with. How do they feel on the inside? Do they feel as though they are giving a generation after them a good, broad life of what it's supposed to be? Are they leaving a legacy for someone else to follow them in their world? Or if they're leaving it so therefore people will be better when their world, the younger ones, come up? How are they leaving a legacy for themselves? Do they want to leave this world a filthy place as they go through, or what? Tell that to the public so the public can learn where you are right today. Thank you so much, Mark. You have a blessed day, and I hope they can give that answer.
I'm not quite sure what
Well, first of all, thank you for saying yes. They, because that means you believe that I'm more than one person, and that was the point.
That's good acting.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I don't know if I fully understand the statement or the question, but my goal as an artist, first and foremost, is to heal and to help heal others and to open people's minds and create change through my work. So there was a quote in a film, I can't remember which film it was, but it said, you know, I don't want to make headlines, I want to make history. And the legacy that I will probably, well, that I will leave behind is that I decided to stand up for something that I believed in. And hopefully it is going to be a great thing, a great impression on the world. Because if I make history, that's my plan. But if I make headlines in the process, that's also cool. But I think that I think what I'm doing is a necessary work. So yeah,
it is. Someone just called to say the 2640 heating system was upgraded. No longer cold in the winter. That's
yay!
That's a good thing. So we let that out there, too. So how do people get tickets and know where to go and what's going on?
Tickets are available at www.lovethepoet.com. That's LoveThePoet.com. And tickets will also be available at the door. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Doors will close at 8:15. Yes, tomorrow night. Yes. also, there is an article. Can I talk?
Yeah, please,
there's an article in the city paper that's out this week.
Yep.
Called, and it's entitled "God Is Love." Love the Poet introduces a one-woman show based on interpretations of the Bible. It's a great article. Go online and check it out. Citypaper.com.
Also, we'll link to it on our site, steinershow.org.
Oh, cool!
And
yes,
to your website as well. Love the Poet.
Yes, I need to put a link to it there as well.
Both there.
And it's also available for free on the stands.
Well, it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Always good to see you, Michelle.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, go check her out Friday night and support our local theater and support artists like Michelle, who try to bring Love the Poet, who brings just wonderful work to our city. She'll be back Sunday night as well at Everyman Theater. Not every
No, I will be at Station North Arts Cafe
Station North Arts Cafe.
Sunday from 2 to 4. 2 to 4.
With Vincent Thomas.
With Vincent Thomas's presentation.
Yeah, which can brings Langston Hughes and his work to life and dance and words.
Mainly James Baldwin.
And James Baldwin.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love Vincent's work, and Vincent, he's a wonderful human being. All right, love.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Door's always open.
All right.
I want to thank you all for listening here today and reminding you that the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, that our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis, our engineers, Andre Melton. To hear the show again and podcast our past shows and find information about our guests, like where to see Love the Poet this Friday night, please visit us on our webpage, steinershow.org. You can also listen to now and download all of our podcasts on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Stay tuned. Michelle Martin coming up. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.